You're listening to the audio production of 12 Ordinary Men, How the Master Shaped His Disciples for Greatness and What He Wants to Do with You, by John MacArthur, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Maurice England.
Introduction. More than 20 years ago, while preaching through the Gospel of Matthew, I gave a series of character studies on the 12 apostles. The messages were extremely well received, and we produced a tape album and study guide from that series, titled The Master's Men. Over the years, we have broadcast the entire series several times on the Grace to You radio broadcast. Each time it airs, it generates a greater outpouring of affirmative response from listeners. After 20 years, that album continues to be one of the most popular series we've ever produced. A few years ago, I started teaching a verse-by-verse exposition of Luke's gospel in our church. When I reached Luke chapter 6, verses 13 through 16, where Luke records Jesus' calling of the 12, I preached a new series of messages on the apostles. Once again, the response was overwhelming and enthusiastic. While preaching the series, I realized that an entire generation had been born and reached adulthood in the years since we had last studied the lives of the disciples. They identified with these men in the same way their parents had done more than two decades before. Even people who had practically memorized the tapes from the earlier series said they still found the lives of the disciples as fresh and relevant and practical as ever. The new series quickly became another favorite, and people began urging me to combine all the material on the apostles in a book. I didn't need much prodding for such a project. The audiobook you're listening to is the result. I've always been fascinated with the lives of the 12 apostles. Who isn't? The personality types of these men are familiar to us. They are just like us, and they are like other people we know. They are approachable. They are real and living characters we can identify with. Their faults and foibles, as well as their triumphs and endearing features, are chronicled in some of the most fascinating accounts of the Bible. These are men we want to know. That's because they were perfectly ordinary men in every way. Not one of them was renowned for scholarship or great erudition. They had no track record as orators or theologians. In fact, they were outsiders as far as the religious establishment of Jesus' day was concerned. They were not outstanding because of any natural talents or intellectual abilities. On the contrary, they were all too prone to mistakes, misstatements, wrong attitudes, lapses of faith, and bitter failure. No
sample complete. Ready to continue?